This is an allegation. It still has to be proved in court. That they were sterilized without the informed consent, then obviously it was unlawful and wrong. If it's found, at the end of the case we prove that they were sterilized without the informed consent, then it would be unlawful.
Would you say that in Namibia there is a lot of prejudice against people who have HIV?
The stigma and discrimination is still rife against people living with HIV and AIDS in different sectors, in the workplace, in the medical sector, and so forth. So it does exist. And this is not the first case that deals with HIV that's been taken to court. We have had previous cases in the past as well. We'd want to think that it's something that is there. Whether it's on the rise, we can't really say, but it exists. And it does happen. It's more reported now. There's a lot of exposure because people are now more knowledgeable. They can identify that, you know what, I can see that maybe this is a rights violation. They're more educated about their rights, so they can come out more and say, you know what, I think that my rights were violated as a result of this practice, or because I was told I can't continue to work because I'm HIV positive, for instance. So it's something that's more, those are more aware.
Has there been any public outcry or any public support for the women or for the government surrounding this trial?
There's a campaign that we titled End Forced Sterilization Campaign that's running parallel to the litigation. At present, there was a march this morning from one of the hospitals up to the court where a number of women, I understand over 300 women, participated in the march in support and in solidarity of the women that were sterilized. And that also includes a number of human rights organizations that are sensitive to the issues of women living with HIV and AIDS that have joined in that march as well. There are sit-ins at various hospitals for the whole week, two in the capital and one in the northern part of the country. People are having petitions handed over at various embassies. There are marches and embassies in Zambia and South Africa, for instance, also taking place, handed over this week as well. So there's a lot of support and solidarity for these cases. This is a very important case. It's going to set a very important precedent for the country and for the region as a whole. Precedent on very important issues like issues of informed consent, and the people should really look out for what the outcome of the judgment would be.